You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The Barn Theater in Augusta is putting on a show about famous rock and roll musician Buddy Holly. Retired WMUK general manager Gordon Bolar has this review.
Know you have a good jukebox musical when there's an exceptional presentation of songs that mean something to the audience and an engaging storyline that drives the music forward. Judging by the enthusiastic audience on Wednesday evening, the Barn Theater's production of Buddy, the Buddy Holly story, fulfills all of the above criteria. A key element in any production of Buddy is the actor in the title role. For this show, the Barn has cast a real gem. Andy Christopher gives a dynamic portrayal of the 50s singer who shaped rock and roll in its early days and left his mark on the music. By the time Christopher sings the signature ballad Every Day, early in Act One, he has every heart in the house rooting for Holly. Christopher rips his way through energetic hits, such as That'll Be the Day and Not Fade Away, with a confident abandon of a seasoned performer. His vocal stylings, guitar licks, leg movements, and presence on stage evoke the young, bespectacled genius who left this world all too soon in 1959. Host of other performers, including an enthusiastic ensemble, assist in telling the story of Holly's journey from Lubbock, Texas to stardom. Emily Agee as Marlena is a standout as she coaxes a Harlem audience into Buddy's corner when he plays the Apollo. She's supported in the song Shout, a raucous crowd favorite, by the doo-wop efforts of Chase Gray, Jabri Johnson, and Jonathan Jerry. One of this show's most appealing aspects is the insight it provides into the studio creation of songs like Peggy Sue, with Buddy and his backup band, the Crickets. The show's only weak moment is a scene depicting the dissolution of Buddy's band. The split-up doesn't quite match the crisp execution of the production's other non-musical scenes. Buddy delivers a high note at the end, however, with the fabled Clear Lake concert on the night of the musician's ill-fated February flight into a blizzard. Joined on stage by the Big Bopper, played by Charles King, and Richie Valens, played by Jamie Grisham, Holly and company deliver a legendary farewell performance. Those songs include the Bopper's theatrical Chantilly Lace, Valens' bombshell version of La Bamba, and Holly's up-tempo Maybe Baby. Completing the show is Chuck Berry's Johnny B. Goode, a song about another small-town boy who makes it big. Christopher absolutely shreds this song on the guitar. In a brief post-curtain speech to the audience, Christopher proclaims that Buddy Holly is back in town, and the Barn's production clearly demonstrates that Holly's music does live on almost 60 years after his death. Or, put another way, Buddy Holly still rocks. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Bolar.
Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, yes, I need you, Peggy Sue.
You can see Buddy, the Buddy Holly story, at the Barn Theater in Augusta through July 9th. For links to tickets and showtimes, visit our website.